Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqat tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.
Lodwa tajba u merħba għall-edizzjoni tal-lum tal-programm Aħna l-Ewropa. Hija ġimgħa tas-sew partikolari, mhux biss għaliex Russja għaddejja bil-gwerra fl-Ukrajna, imma li x'kellna riżultat tal-elezzjoni ġenerali fl-Ungerija fejn l-akbar alleat fl-Unjoni Ewropea ta' Vladimir Putin, il-Prim Ministru tal-Ungerija, Viktor Orban, rebaħ ir-raba mandat tiegħu, ir-raba elezzjoni konsekuttiva li rebaħ fl-Ungerija. Anke kien hemm diversi osservaturi internazzjonali anke li kienu qed josservaw l-andament tal-elezzjoni fl-Ungerija li l-koll qalu u ddikjaraw li l-kundizzjonijiet ta' kif saret din l-elezzjoni qajmu ħafna dubji għaliex ħafna mill-kundizzjonijiet kienu jiffavorixxu lil Viktor Orban li bekk se jkompli jmexxi lill-Ungerija fost diversi kontroversi li Viktor Orban kien involut fihom f'dawn l-aħħar snin relatati mal-korruzzjoni, saltna ta' dritt u anke l-rubija tiegħu ma' Vladimir Putin, il-President tar-Russja. Il-ħadd li ġej l-elezzjoni fi Franza, l-ewwel round ta' l-elezzjoni, il-President Emmanuel Macron, skont l-istħarriġ tal-opinjoni pubblika, jidher li huwa l-favorit li jirbaħ din l-elezzjoni, iżda ovvjament irridu nistennu u naraw x'se jiġri f'din l-elezzjoni f'wieħed mill-aktar pajjiżi importanti u influenti fl-Unjoni Ewropea, niftakru li bħalissa Franza sa Ġunju li ġej għandha wkoll il-Presidenza tal-Kunsill tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Iżda kellna żvilupp importanti f'dawn l-aħħar ftit siegħat rigward l-azzjoni tal-Unjoni Ewropea fil-konfront tar-reġim ta' Vladimir Putin. Riżultat fost oħrajn ta' dak li kienet iseħħ u qed ikun rappurtat l-atroċitajiet kbar fil-periferija tal-kapitali tal-Ukrajna fir-raħal magħruf bħala Buċa fejn hemmhekk qed ikun rapportati kontinwament ħafna atroċitajiet speċjalment fil-konfront ta' tfal żgħar. U l-Kummissarju Ewropew Ylva Johansson tkellmet dwar storja partikolari. Ħansegu.
Putin's army has so far killed a reported 158 children in Ukraine and wounded many more. Last month, Russian soldiers shot Matvey, 8 years old, and his little brother, 4-year-old Klim, and their mother, Margarita, as they tried to escape the hell of Bucha. These war crimes must not go unpunished. Eurojust and Europol will have a key role to play here. About 2 million children escaped Ukraine with their lives. Many children now face a new danger. A danger I warned of here in plenary, last time we met here in Strasbourg, nearly 1 month ago. The danger of trafficking. Your resolution shows that you share my concerns. Lithuanian authorities are investigating possible trafficking of 43 children for adoption. There are no confirmed cases yet, but we know from bitter experience that the danger is real.
L-appell tal-Kummissarju Ewropew għall-Intern Ylva Johansson li 27 pajjiż membru tal-Unjoni Ewropea huwa li jkun hemm aktar protezzjoni u ħarsien speċjalment tat-tfal li wħud minnhom qed jiġu abbużati wara li jkunu ħarbu fi klima stess l-infern fl-Ukrajna li hemm bħalissa. U fost oħrajn semmiet kif uħut mit-tfal qed ikun rapportat u allegat li qed jiġu sfruttati, traffikati għal skopijiet ta' adozzjoni b'rapporti li qed jiġu rrapportati u allegati fil-Litwanja fost oħrajn, imma dan jista' jiġri u possibilment qiegħed jiġri f'pajjiżi oħrajn tal-Unjoni Ewropea. U l-Unjoni Ewropea qed tipprova tagħmel minn kollox biex twaqqaf dan. Ylva Johansson qalet li l-aktar priorità f'dan kollu bħalissa hija li l-istati membri jirreġistraw kull tifel u tifla li jaslu mill-Ukrajna.
Our priority now is registration. We need to know where these children are, all 2 million. Not one child can go missing. The member states need to step up on registration. EU LISA is starting technical work to put in place a platform so the member states can exchange information, a platform for registration. We also need to register providers of housing and transport so refugees know who is safe, who they can trust. As my colleague Dubrovka, Vice President Suica, just said, we have set up the solidarity platform to coordinate efforts. It had met twice a week since the war started. Soon, the solidarity platform will meet in a session dedicated to protecting children to discuss issues member states can only address together. How to trace children, boosting registration in member states of arrival and destination, reception capacities for children, also children with disabilities, cooperation with Ukrainian authorities, and to endorse an action plan against trafficking of human beings, we must also work on family reunification. Honourable members, our great challenge still lies ahead of us. The longer this war goes on, the greater the risk to children. And just imagine that you are a Ukrainian mother or father, looking at your 3 children, having to take a very, very difficult decision. Should we keep the children here, where we know they are in danger? Or should we send them with our friend and her 2 children, who will leave soon, on a potential also dangerous journey to the European Union, and knowing the risk that this might be the last time we see our children? So many Ukrainian parents have been forced to take this very, very difficult decision. These Ukrainian parents want us to keep their children safe. They count on us. So let's show them that they can count on us. Thank you.
L-aħbarijiet, l-iżviluppi u l-atroċitajiet li qegħdin nisimgħu inħin kollu fuq il-medja soċjali, l-aħbarijiet u anke naqraw mill-Ukrajna u ma tas-sew taqsim il-qalb. Uħud jistgħu għanqlu aktar ansjetà, aktar stress, aktar tħassib. Għajmu aktar dwejja, ġustament, imma ma nistgħux indaħlu rasna fir-ramel u ma nirriflettux fuq din ir-realtà u nippruvaw anke aħna stess bħala umani, nippruvaw nifmu naraw aħna stess x'nistgħu nagħmlu biex ngħinu lil dawn il-ċittadini li sal 24 ta' frar li għadda kienu qed jgħixu l-ħajja normali tagħhom mingħajr ebda xkiel. Iżda riżultat ta' din id-deċiżjoni li ħall President ta' Russja Vladimir Putin ħajjithom inbidlet mill-lejla n-nar. U kif qalet Ylva Johansson aktar qabel spiċċaw jgħixu fl-infern u ġustament qed jippruvaw jaħarbu minn dan l-infern, minn dawn l-atroċitajiet. U l-uniku bib li qed jaraw li tiegħu tagħmel aħjar jismu Unjoni Ewropea fil-forma tal-pajjiżi ġirien fost oħrajn. Il-Polonja, l-Ungerija, l-Bulgarija, Rumanija u diversi pajjiżi ġirien fil-konfini tal-Ukrajna. Mbagħad ovvjament għalkemm il-pajjiżi fil-vant u ċentru tal-Ewropa l-aktar li qed jintlaqtu direttament mill-wasla sa issa ta' aktar minn 4 miljun ċittadin mill-Ukrajna, il-kumplament tal-pajjiżi fl-Unjoni Ewropea qegħdin jippruvaw jagħmlu l-parti tagħhom biex ikunu ta' spalla għal-poplu Ukren, hekk kif bħalissa jinsab parkub tiegħu quddiem id-deċiżjoni li ħall-President tar-Russja Vladimir Putin fi frar li għadda li jibgħat it-truppi tiegħu fl-Ukrajna. Riżultat ta' dik id-deċiżjoni, il-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'dawn l-aħħar sigħat ħabbret pakkett ġdid ta' sanzjonijiet fil-konfront tar-Russja għal din il-gwerra fl-Ukrajna. Miżuri li jinkludu fost oħrajn il-projbizzjoni tal-faħam mir-Russja fl-Unjoni Ewropea u l-projbizzjoni wkoll li vapuri reġistrati r-Russja jidħlu f'portijiet fl-Unjoni Ewropea. Ħansegu id-dikjerazzjoni li għamlet il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen kif ħabret dawn is-sanzjonijiet.
Russia is waging a cruel and ruthless war, not only against Ukraine's brave troops, but also against its civilian population. It is important to sustain utmost pressure on Putin and the Russian government at this crucial point. The four packages of sanctions have hit hard and limited the Kremlin's political and economic options. We're seeing tangible results, but clearly, in view of events, we need to increase our pressure further. So today we are proposing to take our sanctions a step further. We will make them broader and sharper so that they cut even deeper into the Russian economy. This fifth package has six pillars. First, we will impose an import ban on coal from Russia worth 4 billion euros per year. This will cut another important revenue source for Russia. Second, a full transaction ban on four key Russian banks, among them VTB, the second largest Russian bank. These four banks, which we now totally cut off from the markets, represent 23% of market share in the Russian banking sector. This will further weaken Russia's financial system. Third, a ban on Russian vessels and Russian-operated vessels from accessing EU ports. Certain exemptions will cover essentials such as agriculture and food products, humanitarian aid, as well as energy. Additionally, we will propose a ban on Russian and Belarusian road transport operators. This ban will drastically limit the options for Russian industry to obtain key goods. Fourth, further targeted export bans worth 10 billion euros in areas in which Russia is vulnerable. This includes, for example, quantum computers and advanced semiconductors, but also sensitive machinery and transportation equipment. With this, we will continue to degrade Russia's technological base and industrial capacity. Fifth, specific new import bans worth 5.5 billion euros to cut the money stream of Russia and its oligarchs on products from wood to cement, from seafood to liquor. In doing this, we also close loopholes between Russia and Belarus. Sixth, we take a number of very targeted measures, such as a general EU ban on participation of Russian companies in public procurement in member states, or an exclusion of all financial support, being a European or national, to Russian public bodies. Because European tax money should not go to Russia in whatever shape or form. Finally, we are also proposing further listings of individuals, which HRVP Joseph Borrell will explain to you. But this is not all. We're working on additional sanctions, including on oil imports, and we are reflecting on some of the ideas presented by the member states, such as taxes or specific payment channels, such as an escrow account. Today, more than 40 countries apply sanctions like these. To take a clear stand is not only crucial for us in Europe, but also for the rest of the world. A clear stand against Putin's war of choice. A clear stand against the massacre of civilians. And a clear stand against the violation of the fundamental principles of the world order. Slava Ukraine!
Dawk huma s-sanzjonijiet il-ġodda li jattimponi l-Unjoni Ewropea fil-konfront ta' Russja b'mod partikolari il-projbizzjoni tal-faham, il-projbizzjoni tal-vapuri Russi milli jitħlu fil-portijiet tal-Unjoni Ewropea anke jekem xi eżenzjonijiet fil-rigward ta' vapuri li jissupplixxu u jiprovdu l-enerġija fl-Unjoni Ewropea u l-projbizzjoni wkoll ta' kumpaniji Russi milli joħdu sehem fil-kuntratti sejħiet pubbliċi tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea qalet ukoll li l-Kummissjoni se tkun qed taħdem fuq aktar sanzjonijiet fis-sigħat li ġejjin fosthom qed ikun rappurtat il-projbizzjoni tal-importazzjoni taż-żejt mir-Russja fl-Unjoni Ewropea. Il-mistoqsija li qed jagħmlu ħafna hija x'se jiġri mill-gass jekk l-Unjoni Ewropea ux se tkun ambizzjuża biżejjed, kuraġuża biżejjed li tipprojbixxi il-gass, l-importazzjoni tal-gass mir-Russja fl-Unjoni Ewropea. Rridu nistennu u naraw x'se jiġri f'dan ir-rigward. Imma anke f'dawn is-sanzjonijiet li ħabret il-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'dawn aħħar sigħat il-rappreżentant ogħla tal-politika barranija tal-Unjoni Ewropea Josep Borrell qal li għal darb'oħra l-Unjoni Ewropea qed tipprova tieħu azzjonijiet konkreti kontra ir-reġim qrib Vladimir Putin u mhux kontra il-poplu Russu.
We are not targeting Russian people. We are targeting the Kremlin, the political and economic elites, the ones who are supporting Putin's war in Ukraine. The aim of our sanctions is to stop the reckless, inhuman and aggressive behavior of the Russian troops and to make clear to the decision makers in the Kremlin that their illegal aggression comes at a heavy cost.
U nhar is-sibt li ġej 9 ta' April l-Unjoni Ewropea se tkun protagonista f'dik li qed tissejjaħ Stand Up for Ukraine, kampanja dinjija biex timmobilizza l-appoġġ għar-refuġati kollha mill-Ukrajna li qed jaħarbu minn pajjiżhom bit-tama li jsibu ħajja aħjar u jaħarbu mit-terrur l-aggressjoni ta' truppi Russi fl-Ukrajna bħalissa. U fost oħrajn se tkun qed issir kampanja ta' ġbir ta' fondi internazzjonali immobilizzata u xprunata fost oħrajn minn diversi protagonisti internazzjonali, il-Kummissjoni Ewropea, il-Gvern tal-Kanada u anka diversi gvernijiet oħrajn madwar id-dinja li se jkunu qed jingħaqdu f'din l-inizjattiva internazzjonali anka b'kollaborazzjoni sħiħa mal-Organizzazzjoni Internazzjonali Global Citizen biex dawn iċ-ċittadini kollha Ukraini li qegħdin jaħarbu b'tafuqhom senduqhom mill-Ukrajna, ħafna minnhom, aktar minn 4 miljun minnhom sa issa fl-Unjoni Ewropea jingħataw l-għajnuna li għandhom bżonn biex ikomplu jgħixu u jibdew kważi kważi ħajja ġdida kompletament f'xi pajjiż tal-Unjoni Ewropea jew inkella f'pajjiżi oħrajn lilin mill-Unjoni Ewropea. Tajjeb ngħidu wkoll li matul din il-ġimgħa qed issir is-sessjoni plenarja tal-Parlament Ewropew fi-Strasburgu. Fil-fatt anke ħafna mill-kummenti li segwejna aktar qabel fosthom tal-Kummissarju Ylva Johansson saru waqt li kienet qed tindirizza lill-Ewroparlamentari fis-sessjoni plenarja fi-Strasburgu Franza. U għall-ewwel darba matul din is-sessjoni plenarja reġgħet saret il-question time kif hija magħrufa lill-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea. Xi ħaġa li l-President tal-Parlament Ewropew Roberta Metsola qalet li kienet ilha massir għal 12-il sena. Uħut mill-mistoqsijiet saru bil-lingwa rispettiva tal-Ewroparlamentari għalhekk każilna uħut mill-mistoqsijiet u tweġibiet tal-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen li kienu bl-Ingliż. Fost oħrajn is-suġġetti kienu jvarjaw mill-azzjonijiet li possibilment se tieħu l-Unjoni Ewropea, l-Kummissjoni Ewropea fil-konfront ta' pajjiżi li xorta tieqgħu jinjoraw l-azzjonijiet tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea dwar is-saltna ta' dritt, jiġifieri l-Polonja u anke l-Ungerija, jekk il-prijoritajiet tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea ux se jiqgħu l-istess riżultat tal-pressjonijiet kbar li qed iġib magħhom il-gwerra fl-Ukrajna, il-pressjonijiet anke ta' inflazzjoni, iż-żieda fil-prezzijiet, riżultat ta' nuqqas ta' provisti essenzjali fil-ħajja tagħna ta' kuljum u anke pressjonijiet oħrajn. u anka il-programm ta' ħidma tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea rigward il-mira u l-enija tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea mexxija minn von der Leyen li l-Kummissjoni Ewropea tilħaq il-mira ta' neutralità fil-klima sal-2050 permezz tal-hekk imsejjaħ Patt Ekoloġiku Ewropew, il-European Green Deal. Ħansegu dawn uħut mill-kummenti waqt aktar minn sija ta' question time mis-soqsijiet u tweġibiet lill-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam President, it is very good that you will be triggering the conditionality regulation on Hungary. It's a bit unfortunate that the door is closed when the horse has bolted. Will you make the same mistake with Poland? Despite the fact that the Polish government has no intention to even meet the conditions, we hear rumours that the Commission is ready to approve the RRF plan and to release the funds. Can you state here, in a very clear, simple and unambiguous yes or no, will you or will you not travel to Warsaw on the 9th of April and approve the plans and free the way for the release of funds? Would you agree with me that such a decision would be a slap in the face of the Polish people standing up against autocracy, and would you agree with me that it would also mean reducing the rulings of the European Court of Justice to mere non-binding recommendations? Thank you.
Thank you, President. So you put several questions into your question where you wanted a yes or no answer. This is impossible. But I disagree with many of your hypothetical arguments, but I have to say, yes, I will travel on the 9th of April to Warsaw, but not to approve the RP, but to do a global pledging for refugees in Ukraine and outside Ukraine, not only concerning our member states, but also a global pledging with the G20 minus one, for example, also a global pledging concerning all the private companies, not only the European Union, but also globally, to really support the refugees, not only in the European Union, but also in Ukraine. So, therefore, that's one part. Now, on the other part of your question, which is not a yes or no answer, I was very clear on the mid-July, I think it was here in the plenary, that we discussed what are the conditions for the Polish RRP. It's the long-standing requirement in the European semester, independence of the judiciary, and here we look at three reform requirements. The one is dismantling the disciplinary chamber. The second one is the reform of the disciplinary regime. And the third one is the process to reinstall the unlawfully dismissed judges. Where does it come from? It is part of a ECJ ruling. And with all the member states, we have always been very clear. There are reform requirements you have to fulfill. Then there's the disbursement of the investment. You do not have to do everything 100%. We don't ask any member state for the 100% pension reform or the 100% labor market reform. But long-standing major requirements of the European semester you have to do. These are the three requirements we want to see in the RRP fulfilled.
Commission President, we'd like to thank you for giving us more time than we originally asked for. Thanks for apologies for the technical problems, but I think this for a question time, first time, did very well after 12 years since this has last taken place in this plenary. A lot of you colleagues have asked to take the floor. Can I ask you to still register your questions for the next question time with the High Representative if those questions can be put to him? Thank you very much. This part is closed.
U b'dawk il-mistoqsijiet u anka kummenti tweġibiet minnaħa tal-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen ġejna fit-tmiem l-edizzjoni tal-lum tal-programm Aħna l-Ewropa. Tajjeb ifakkarkom ukoll li bħalissa r-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta dejja b'inizjattiva mill-aktar interessanti kompetizzjoni għat-tfal f'Malta biex huma stess jifhmu aħjar l-impatt tal-Unjoni Ewropea f'ħajjithom, l-impatt tal-fondi tal-Unjoni Ewropea fil-ħajja tagħna ta' kuljum billi qed issir kompetizzjoni li fiha tieħdu semma dwar sitt skejjel bl-istudenti tal-year 10 u year 11 qed ikunu mistiedna iżuru tliet siti partikolari li ġew iffinanzjati bil-fondi tal-Unjoni Ewropea fosthom Villa Bigi, Witt Fulija, dik li kienet il-miżbla li ġiet riabilitata f'park ambjentali u anke laboratorji fl-Università ta' Malta jifmu aħjar japprezzaw kif dawn il-fondi tal-Unjoni Ewropea qegħdin jintużaw u kif qed jikkontribwixxu għal kwalità ta' ħajja aħjar fil-ħajja tagħhom u tagħna tara ta' kuljum li tkun possibilment aħjar grazzi għal dawn il-fondi tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Miġdit, grazzi tal-li segwejtuna, nawguralkom il-ġurnata tajba.
Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġjub lilkom bix-xewqa tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.